Well, good morning. It's 7:15 a.m. on Wednesday, March the 21st, 2017. No, 2018. 3 months in and I'm still calling it the wrong year. Okay, 2018. So today's the first full day of spring. I missed the equinox yesterday. I'm up and out this morning because I had to take a kid to the airport. We had to leave at 4:30. And then I came home and stopped long enough to put on my fleece cap and made it a point not to sit down. Interesting, so there's a lug nut sitting every side of the road. So yeah, here I am, I'm out. I handed off the manuscript for Suicide Run to Karen Conlon yesterday. She's not sure how soon she's going to get it back to me. I'll owe her for the extra 7,000 or 8,000 words. Which is fine. It's a little nippy out this morning. I did not put on my long johns. I grabbed my fleece hood, but I did not put on long johns. I didn't put on my thermal shirt. So I'm getting a little bit of updraft through the bottom of my coat. So today I need to get my Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers proposals done. I also have to put together a blog post because I owe them a blog post here in very short order. Can't decide what I'm going to write about. I'm walking and not talking. Yeah, that was strange. I was thinking about the difference between strategies and tactics, and the difference between strategies and goals. So, what I was thinking about was what's the difference between releasing often as a strategy and other strategies like sell 50,000 books a year. Now that's clearly a strategy. I'm trying to think, is release often strategy? A goal? I think it's a tactic. It's a tactic. So what I'm thinking about in particular is I've got to put together a proposal for the Recommend Fiction Writers Colorado Gold Conference. It's due in about 10 days. And it's a complicated submission process, which I like because it makes me think about all of the things I need to address when given a presentation. That was a noisy truck. So I need one more person on my panel. I want to do a panel on the indie path. Because one thing has become really obvious is that there's a lot of misconceptions about what the indie path is. And, you know, for traditionally published authors, there's one path. It's got a couple of, you know, minor forks in it. You're going to go to a small press, and so you don't really need an agent. Or do you need to, you want to go to a big press, in which case you do need an agent. And we're talking about novels here. We're not talking about short stories, because short stories are not... the short story market is okay, but it's not a way to make a living. Unless you're really good at it and you write a real lot. A whole lot. Many, many. So yeah, there's that thing. There's that. So, but an indie has... You know, they want to get across from here to there some sort of success criteria. And the reality is where a traditionally published author is trying to thread the needle on a very, very, very narrow path through the dark woods. The indie is strolling across an open field. So we could walk in the middle of the field, we could walk inside the field, we could walk at the edge of the field, we could sort of go part way down the middle and then take a right-hand turn. And nothing's gonna stand in the way. And so I was thinking about putting together a panel of the different approaches, five different approaches that people take to this indie publishing thing. And I wanted people at various stages in their career . I particularly wanted underrepresented voices. And I wanted to put together a panel discussion about various approaches. I'm hoping that they're all going to be different, but what I was in the process of mulling that over, I was thinking about this idea of goal and how it's distinct or different from strategy. Because a strategy is sort of a restatement of the goal. So for me, the goal is, oh wait, say it for me, with me, monk post. For me, the goal is to continue supporting my family through my writing. My strategy is to get to the point where I'm selling, every year I'm selling at least 60,000 books. Which works out to a six-figure income. But it's still a very low six-figure income. Starts with a one and not a two. Which is, you know, given the median income of the United States, it's still pretty good. Given what we used to make before I was a writer, it's really good. So breaking it down by, okay, what do I want to accomplish? What approach am I going to, what other approaches could I do in terms of supporting my family? What other strategies might I take? One is I could price my books higher to earn the same amount of money while selling fewer books. That would be a strategy. I could price my books less and try to get more readers. And because I'm selling more books that way, I can still sell 60,000 books, but the problem with that is that I have to adjust that number so that if I sell at $3.99, for example, I have to take that up to 70,000 books. Which may be actually a better deal, maybe actually a better approach. But the reality is that for me, from my perspective, the best way for me to ensure that I sell 60,000 units in a year is to release more books. Because every time I release a book, I get a big shot in the arm on the new book, but I also get a little bit of a shot in the arm on the first book, and buy through, and all that. So releasing a new book is far and away the most effective way of selling more books, the most efficient way. And the question is it the most effective? My unique sales position is that people only know about my books if they know me or somebody who knows me. So that they get a recommendation from that person. It's all word of mouth. It's why doing the advertising has always seemed to be counter-strategic. It runs against my unique sales position, because now it's not just people who know me or know somebody who knows me who has recommended my book. It's anybody who's seen an ad. And the problem is this, because if my basic notion that the answer to the problem of how to sell more books, how to sell 60,000 units a year, is word of mouth, is having people who find out about me see that as something special, like knowing where the best tacos are in town. That's cool. If you know where the best tacos are in town, that's cool. That has a positive emotional appeal. I know where the best burritos in town are. Cisneros, undoubtedly. Now, the fact that other people might not like Cisneros and might prefer, I don't know, fuzzy tacos or something, that's fine. Because I know people who like tacos and they like Cisneros too, so we have something in common. Because we have something in common, there's a connection. Because we have that connection, I'm more likely to recommend Cisneros to people. The same thing works, I think, for books. If the reader has a connection with me because they either know me or they were cued in by someone who knows me or my work, then they're going to be in with the cool kids. They're going to be in with the in crowd, as they used to say back in the olden times. Which will trigger that kind of response that I'm looking for. I'm looking for that, oh, hey, come on over and join the crowd. Nobody knows about this but us, so come on aboard. Come read this book and see what you think. It's weird. Nothing happens. I love it. You know, that's the kind of process I use. So buying ads, and the reason I haven't done it, is that it never actually seemed right, and I was only recently able to put words to why it doesn't feel right. And it's because it violates my basic, unique sales position, which is, in order to find out about me, you have to either know me, you have to know somebody who does. But there are other paths, there are other strategies, there are other goals, there are other approaches to this business.
Michelle Spiva.
She wants to dominate her niche. She wants to be the author in that niche. Okay. Granted, there's a lot of side benefits to being the author in that niche, but it's not something that I aspire to. I don't want to be the space opera author. It's not something I care about. Some people want to win awards. Not something I care about. Some people want to be a USA Today or a New York Times bestseller. Okay. Whatever you want. I've won awards, they don't really matter. On the grand scheme of things, for a self-published author, they don't really matter. Because a self-published author doesn't need to show their social proof to an agent in order to get the agent to do business with them. Self-published author doesn't need to provide that same sort of social proof to acquisitions editors, because we don't use either agents or acquisitions editors. I'm pretty sure I'm going to publish the next book I write. I don't need to prove me to me. But I know trads do. So for them it's important. For us, it kind of lies in the face of the tradition, pardon the exhibition. But the reality is, what sells more books is having more books. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, we'll talk to you then.